Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Bryce Smith. He is the Dallas County Democratic Party chairperson. We are talking about the wrap-up of the most recent Iowa legislative session. Want to get your thoughts on a few of the big bills that were pushed through towards the end of the current legislative session, starting with the heartbeat bill. How do you feel about that legislation and what implications it could have for Iowans?
Well, I think this bill really kind of brings forth a part of government that necessarily is oftentimes abused, and that's kind of interjecting personal beliefs and maybe even religious beliefs and those more personal topics into legislation. You know, I think on the Democratic side, we believe that the choices that you make with your body are important and they should be respected as your right. And honestly, when it comes down to your health care, I think that it is important that you seek professional medical advice. And when it comes to even centered around the topic of abortion and women's health reproductive care, I think that it's very important that you seek professional medical help. And I think that the legislature, almost all of them are not medically trained in that side of things. So they're making legislation that's ultimately impacting a large number of people that are not sitting at the table being a part of the conversation.
Some of the long-term repercussions that some that opposed the legislation kind of pointed to was possibly like losing doctors, costing taxpayers money because of litigation against the bill. How do you feel about all that stuff?
Well, I think a part of this bill that you see at a national level, this bill has been introduced, and this is the most restrictive in the nation as far as when abortions are banned, and Iowa passed 6 weeks. Other states like Kentucky and Alabama and South Carolina couldn't even get 15-week abortion bans passed because they were afraid of the legal and cost of that bill ultimately going through courts and the repercussion it has here in Iowa against some of our universities that train doctors, in particular OBGYNs, who cater to and are professionally trained in helping women and men with reproductive and birth and pregnancies. I think long term also, this does not ultimately curb unwanted pregnancies, which ultimately lead to the majority of abortions. And I think that if we really wanted to curb unwanted pregnancies or abortions, we would focus on education, contraceptive access, and affordable health care. And I think that the Republicans went in a different direction with this bill, ultimately trying to get some sort of legal ruling in a conservative favor to hopefully maybe get to a Supreme Court ruling of overturning Roe versus Wade. And I think that's kind of not how we should look at legislation as, you know, picking on a certain branch of government.
Now, moving on to another topic that was approved in the recent weeks, that's the utility bill. It was vehemently opposed by many on the Democratic side. Why do you feel like that is?
Well, the utility bill was kind of a hidden bill. It didn't really have a lot of the components that you would particularly look at, maybe a utility bill. A lot of Democrats wanted more environmental protections into that. And really what it is, it went opposite. It really took away a lot of the programs that we have in place to help expand renewable energy, expand efficiency, and the rebate programs that go along with that. This is ultimately going to give the big utility companies more control over what money they collect and how it can be used. The bill that was previously on the books really helped promote energy efficiency, and it helped renewable energy expand in the state by holding the largest energy providers in the state kind of responsible for leading the way. I think that the majority of Iowans still support renewable energy and energy efficiency and updating that equipment and utilizing energy in the right way. I think this bill ultimately just gives the largest corporations more leeway and more leverage to do what they want.
All right. Now, one last thing. It hasn't officially been signed yet. That is the tax reform bill. The Republicans were very excited about this tax reform bill. What is the Democratic opinion on it?
Well, when it comes to tax reform, one of the biggest components on the Democratic side is to see really the playing odds and the fairness of a tax reform bill. Ultimately, what we want to see is a tax reform bill that levels the playing field for all Iowans, whether you are a small business owner, a farmer, an employee of a school, a retired individual. We want to see a tax reform bill that is fair to everyone. And what we see in this bill is that it still gives the largest corporations in our state the biggest tax cuts. And it gives the hardest working Iowans and retired Iowans some of the strictest and still kind of hindering tax structure. When you look at income tax, and that's what this tax bill really focused on, was reforming income tax. The other idea that Democrats have on this bill is, how is it going to be paid for? You know, $300 and some million in the next year is going to be ultimately cut from what we as Iowans will pay in. Then how are we going to fund education? How are we going to fund mental health? How are we going to fund roads and infrastructure? You know, without that money coming in, how do we provide the resources that the state kind of has obligations to do? My fear is that they're going to bring that money in from somewhere else, whether it's now your cities and counties are going to raise property taxes, or local option sales taxes are going to become more vital for smaller communities and rural areas, or we're going to see that things go unmet. Budgets go, you know, deeper in debt, and our state continues to suffer by creating budget woes and deficits because we can't plan ahead and we can't collect the money that is needed and do those things. So I think this tax reform bill is going to be hard-pressed to actually show results. Democrats also see this happen just about every 2 years when Republicans have total control of either the legislature or the governor's office. When you're going out to seek re-election, it looks really good when you say you passed the largest tax cut for your constituents, when usually the next legislative session comes around and they can't fund it, or there were more issues with it and it really didn't come through, but they got reelected toting that. So we'll be interesting to see if this gets signed into law, and it will be interesting to see if it can be paid for by Iowans and by the state when so far in the last couple of years we haven't been able to pay our bills the way it is.
All right. Bryce Smith, the Democratic chairperson for Dallas County. Anything else that you wanted to maybe mention to our listeners today?
I think another couple big topics just to touch on this legislative session really focused around the inadequate school funding that kind of was passed. You know, 1% increase, especially for our rural schools, is not much. We're seeing small schools and community school districts have to merge because they cannot balance their books. Well, this ultimately hurts our children. And the other thing that I think this legislative session really dropped the ball on is mental health. We have a mental health crisis all across this country, and it happens predominantly in rural parts of this country, and Iowa is predominantly rural, and we still do not have health care reform or anything on the table, and under health care is mental health, and we see, whether it is school shootings or drug overdoses, this really revolves around that, and I think that's a very important topic that this legislature and our governor really just kind of kicked the can down the road on, and it impacts every Iowan.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Bryce Smith. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.